Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Nitong Easter Sunday, wala dapat na kampanya para sa halalan, pero nagpatuloy pa din ang mga press conference at anunsyo ng mga leader ng partido. Si punong ministro Scott Morrison, tinawanan na naging pagkakamali matapos tawagin niyang Mr. Speaker ng 3 beses ang isang reporter sa gitna ng nangyaring presko ng kampanya.
Finance, of course, Mr. Speaker, all of these, foreign affairs, very important portfolios. And Mr. I believe it is, I've been the social services minister, so I know that better than anyone. And the issue, Mr. Speaker, here we go, I'm back in Parliament, there we go.
Naging sentro ng presko ng bubuo sa gabinete ng koalisyon sakaling manalo ang partido sa eleksyon.
With Greg's retirement at this election, I said I'd make it very clear who our next health and aged care minister would be if we were successful at the next election, and that will be Minister Anne Ruston.
Naglabasa naman ang pagkwestiyon sa pagpapangalan kay Anne Ruston bilang susunod na ministro sa kalusugan dahil sa mga dati nitong komento sa Medicare. Matatanda ang inilarawan nito ang pagdalagak ng pondo sa Medicare at paggastos nito na hindi sustainable. At sa pagtatanong ng mga reporter, itinanggi nitong magkakaroon ng bawas serbisyo sa Medicare.
Though, can you rule out any cuts to Medicare as health minister if you're elected?
Look, our government has been absolutely clear that we are not cutting Medicare. In fact, I think our track record in terms of the increased spending across all elements of our healthcare system stand for themselves.
Iniwasan din ni punong ministro Scott Morrison na mapo na ang koalisyon sa isyu ng Medicare at sinabi nitong may pagtaas paan niya sa antas ng bulk billing.
Our opponents talk about Medicare, but under us, Medicare has been guaranteed. And the Medicare bulk billing rate has gone from 82.2 to 88.8%. You know, here in Parramatta, it's 98%. Our government has been able to guarantee Medicare because we have been able to deliver a strong economy.
Ngunit hindi kumbinsido ang Labor. Patunay anila na ang pagkatalaga na ito ay magiging problema sa pagkuha ng healthcare ng lahat. Ani Ginoong Anthony Albanese na leader ng Labor, ang appointment ni Senator Ruston ay bahagi ng sikretong plano para umano'y buwagin ng koalisyon ng Medicare.
People are already seeing escalating costs of healthcare. They're already seeing cuts to healthcare and cuts to Medicare, and the appointment of Anne Ruston sends a very bad message that this government, if it is re-elected, will make further cuts.
Nagsalita din ang partido ng Greens kaugnay sa isyu ng healthcare at may ilang punto silang nais idagdag sa sistema. Sa panayam ng Channel 9, sinabi ni Adam Band na leader ng Greens na ang prioridad nito ay ang krisis ng climate change at hanapan ng paraan kung paano maisasama ang dental sa sistema ng Medicare.
It's tackling the climate crisis by putting a stop to opening new coal and gas projects. I think we can all agree that we shouldn't be trying to put petrol on the fire while we're trying to put it out. But also tackling the cost of living, which is a big issue for people in the country and also rightly this election. And we want to do that by getting dental and mental health into Medicare.
Hindi lang ang sistemang pangkalusugan ang naging pangunahing issue nitong linggo. Matapos ang pagdalo sa simbahan para sa Easter service, may naging pahayag din sa Ginoong Anthony Albanese sa mga pulisiya ng Labor kaugnay ng border control.
Labor's policy is to support Operation Sovereign Borders. We support offshore processing. We support resettlement in third countries. We don't support temporary protection visas. Thanks.
Naharap naman ang punong ministro sa mga tanong kaugnay ng kalahating milyong dolyar na bayad umano kay Rachel Miller sa gitna ng mga alegasyon ng pang-aabuso habang nasa relasyon kay Alan Tudge. Nire-respeto ani Ginoong Morrison ang mga confidentiality ng proseso at walang sinabi ang kanyang mga opisyal na dapat alalahanin kaugnay nito.
If there were any matter that was in the assessment by the Department of Finance that involved the conduct of any minister whatsoever in the granting of that payment, then that matter would have to be raised with me by Department of Finance through the Secretary of the Department of Prime Minister and Cabinet. Now, I can assure you absolutely that no such reference has been made to me. So to imply that would be false.
Samantala, tila patuloy ang tensyon sa loob ng Partido Liberal dahil sa suporta kay Catherine Deves na kandidato sa pwesto ng Warringah. Sa panayam ng programang ABC Insider, sinabi ni Foreign Minister Maurice Payne na humingi ng paumanhin si Deeb sa mga komento nito na transphobic.
She has made that apology clear, but importantly, in relation to the issue that she has been discussing, I think we need to look at fairness, at safety and inclusion in terms of women in sport. This is a discussion that we should be having. It's a discussion that a number of the codes have already engaged in across Australia.
Ang ulat na ito ginawa ni Deborah Gurk para sa SBS News. Isinalin sa ating wika at isinalaysay ng inyong lingkod, TJ Korea, para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.